Hey baby, what's good with y'all? Look, don't even trip, it's your boy King Dang, aka Dang Romaine, and welcome to the podcast, Dark Skin and Handsome, the podcast about any and everything, because I'll just be talking because I got lips, and I'm back talking because I got lips, and what's good with y'all though? What up though? How y'all been? Look, I ain't even gonna hold y'all. I'm on my level, boy. I'm in the clouds. Y'all probably can tell by my voice. I'm laid back. I'm relaxed. I'm on my level. Had a few sips to the hand dog. I missed the Henny. Ain't had it in a minute. But I'm back. I'm going to talk about Kobe. He had his day the other day. Him and his girl. Service Memorial on 2/24, February 24th. I'm going to talk about the coronavirus. Yes, that bitch still around, so I'm gonna talk about that. What else I'm gonna talk about on this motherfucker? I'm gonna talk about me dating Atlanta, HIV, some weird stuff, some pedophiles, KFC, and these motherfucking rappers. But don't even trip, y'all. I gotta grab something real quick. I know it's been a couple of weeks since the last time y'all heard your boy on here, but what have I been doing since the in-between times? I went back home again. No surprise there. But yeah, I went home for All-Star Weekend, my birthday. It was fun. Had fun. Watched the dunk contest. That was like my first time watching the dunk contest, too, in a minute. Aaron Gordon kind of got robbed. If anything, it was a tie. If y'all are not going to get Aaron Gordon to win. But, yeah, I went back home, did nothing. But, man, I got to sit down because it's close to me getting a house. It's close, close. And I got to get my shit together. I've been getting it together, but I got to get my shit together. That's all I know. But no, what have I been doing? I ain't been doing nothing. I went out a couple of times. I ain't even gonna hold you. I went out a couple of times. It was sweet, nice, good times. Just being around people, something different. Oh, I have been exploring Atlanta. Like seeing what's all around, or Georgia, I should say. I seen Six Flags. Them little ass roller coasters. I don't even get on roller coasters, but them bitches are little compared to Cedar Point to me. But I ain't been inside the park either, though. I just rode past on the freeway, but them bitches little. I seen Cardi B and Offset House. They matching that motherfucking neighborhood, and that house is fucking huge and beautiful. Them goals for sure. Then I seen Tyler Perry Studio. One day I'm going to be driving on the lot, getting ready for a movie. But I have been learning how to write and stuff that I need, figuring out stuff that I need to do to advance my little situation I'm trying to get into. So with the acting and directing and writing, so I'm taking steps to further my stuff and better myself and doing stuff like that. So that's all what I've been doing, really. I've been doing that. I already know. I just be chilling. High chilling. But, man, that Wilder fight. Boy, that Wilder, Deontay Wilder fight and Tyson Fury. Good fight for Tyson, I should say. It wasn't a good fight for me being a Deontay Wilder fan. Because he was getting his shit beat out of him. Like, he got the brake speed off of him. But, yeah, Wilder took his first L. He won the first fight, I say. I don't care. Tyson got counted out. But this second fight, he got his ass beat. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. Then his excuse was that the armor, like, 45 pounds, walking to the stage for them motherfucker on did something to weaken his leg. I mean, you can tell his leg was kind of weak. It was like something you can tell, like, wasn't right with him. But, boy, got his ass beat. they beat the skis up off that boy. Or Tyson beat the skis up off that boy. And it's like, damn. But look, I'm sitting here on Twitter minding my business, being great like I be, right? Tell me why I see this article talking about a mother goes to daughter school to report bullying and bullies be hurt too. Like, what type of shit is that? They out there wilding in California. Two teens jumped on a mama too. Like, bitch, you want to tell us something? We'll whoop your daughter ass. We'll whoop your ass too. But yeah, and they beat the skis off that lady because she was like, eye fucked up, face fucked up, black. Like, they be out there wilding in Cali. I'm trying to go out there soon. In this group text message, they talking about going. So hopefully they for real, because I do want to go to Cali. If not, soon, one day for sure. Because all I'm doing is travel. Single, no kids. Ain't no point in me not traveling. I got to get out here and explore. But, man, they talking about that coronavirus going to hit America, or it's going to spread. Like how it is over there in China. I mean, what type of shit is that? No, bring that shit over here. But then I just seen that. What did I just see about Atlanta Airport? At least 200 people traveling through Atlanta Airport show possible coronavirus syndrome. I'm not trying to hear that shit when I got to fly through Atlanta next Tuesday. Like, come on. Motherfuckers are sick and nasty around this motherfucker. Can take sick asses back to the crib. But no, a continuous spread of global Georgia residents should be aware. At least 200 travelers coming through Atlanta shows possible coronavirus syndrome. Hartsford Jackson International Airport officials said the briefing Wednesday afternoon that those travelers were designated for volunteer home quarantine, according to Fox 5 Atlanta. All the passengers who was checked out did not have been admitted to the hospital. So far, more than 1,000 passengers screened. Only one traveler inbound from South Korea have arrived at the airport with critical symptoms. And y'all know this is something like new every year around this same time, like before the summer start. Like, it's a new disease. You go from like the Cyrus, the West Nile, the Ebola, whatever. It's like since 2000 something, this has just been every year something new popping up. But that bitch is over there killing people in China. It's just it's population control to me, if you ask me. But who asked me? I'm just dang. But yeah, that's deep though. Like, I'm really not trying to hear that shit, especially going to Atlanta Airport next to. So I gotta go back home for court. They got me fucked up. I'm so glad I got a court too. So I might just show my ass and end up in jail. I hope not. But I might have to do what I gotta do. They're about to cancel the 2020 Tokyo Olympics because of this corona shit, but they better start spraying Lysol around this motherfucker. That's what they better start doing. That's how I know I'm getting old. It's like, I don't even realize like the Olympics are coming up. Before, when I was younger, like, I always looked forward to the Olympics because it's like something fun to watch. But now, it's just like, damn, 4 years passed again. Slow the fuck down. It's a leap year this year too, 29 days this month. I motherfucker should have came with a paycheck, that's what it should have came with. But, I've seen a couple of rappers talking about they got the most rapper is the most dangerous job in America, or being the most dangerous job, period. Yeah, I want to just tell them, like, shut the fuck up. First of all, y'all glorify what the shit y'all do, the stupid shit. Oh, I robbed this nigga, I killed this nigga. Then y'all glorify that. Or you got to kill somebody to be cool or some shit like that. But then all this is coming up because a young rapper, Pop Smoke, from New York, got killed out there in California like a home invasion. They was trying to say, it was like, he put his address out there or whatever the case may be, but it was like a setup or something. But rappers, y'all make yourself a target. The stuff y'all talk about, and y'all always flashing stuff, like, most of that stuff not motivation for people. Like, it's just open season. And that's what that is. But them talking about they got the most dangerous job, I don't think so. I would say the cops, but cops got the most fun jobs for killing people for fun and getting off, so I can't do that. But I give it a try and say anybody that's do military work, that's kind of a dangerous job, or even fighting a fire, that's a dangerous job. But I'm pretty sure there's a whole bunch of other jobs out here that's more dangerous than being a rapper, making millions, impacting others, and traveling the world. So I don't believe they job that hard, so they can chill out with that. Chill out. I was listening to Luther Vandross dance with my father earlier, and he say, God, I know you don't do this usually, but can you please just this one time get his mama back to dance with his father and shit. And I'm like, damn, the guy would have granted Luther Vandross wish. You know what I mean? People would have been mad. Like, come on now, God, you tripping. I done asked for something smaller, and you done bring a whole person back. But no, that's some silly shit I was just thinking about. KFC talking about they about to make a donut chicken sandwich, like, or they selling it now. This is why America's fat now. Good old fat America. Cause you can eat a chicken donut sandwich. And the bitch probably like $3-4. But you get you a salad, that's like $10. Fat ass America, boy, I tell you. But like I said, I've just been out here chilling. But I went on a couple of dates, I'm gonna say. They was alright. Maybe they was alright because just being out here by myself, not doing nothing. It was finally nice to be around somebody doing something. But yeah, I went on a couple of dates. It was cool or whatnot. I can tell y'all it's expensive. I don't need to spend that much, but it's expensive to keep dating. I'm like, man, that's why I say I'm not even worried about nothing right now. I'm just focused on what I gotta be. But I'm too cheap to be dating, I say. Can't do it. Kobe had a memorial the other day on the 24th. It's like a perfect timing because it's his birthday. Or his number is 24. Then his daughter number 224. It was long, I didn't even see it, but I heard some nice stuff. And I got Jordan out there crying again. Telling jokes. It was a funny joke, but I don't remember, so I can't even record it. But yeah, they did that. I'm listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Horrible Decisions, at work the other day. It's like all episodes, so I'm so far behind because I couldn't listen to no music or nothing at work. So I ain't been listening to them like I've been. But I'm like a year behind. End of March, I'll be caught up, though, but anyways, I'm listening to one of my favorite podcasts, Horrible Decisions, and they on there talking about the HIV in Atlanta, and that it was an epidemic. This is back in like March or April or last year, I believe. They was talking about it, and it's just like, the fact that African American make up 12% of the population in the United States, but 43% have HIV. That is a scary fact. And say more than 1 million people in the United States are living with HIV. One in seven of them don't know it. So it's just not in America, Atlanta, but it's everywhere too. African American account for 45% of new U.S. cases, but only 12% of the population. Like I said, gay and bisexual men account for 82% of new HIV cases, but only 4% of U.S. male population. Last year, over 40,000 people were diagnosed with HIV infection in the United States. And this just go back to me saying that I've been out here dating, but man, I'm so motherfucking scared to pull this motherfucker out. It's so, it's scary. Like, people out here just wilding. Then it'd be like in an area that's, I think it was fourth or as high up there. It's like, I can't do nothing with that. Can't do nothing with that at all. Like, I gotta chill out. Best thing I can do is strap it up, man. I don't even like doing that. But I gotta do what I gotta do now. I can't be out here like that. Yeah. AIDS out here is crazy, HIV. But, pedophiles, they trying to make themselves part of the, let me get their letters right. The alphabet crew, the LGBT community, believe they should be a part of the LGBT community. Looking through my notes, and motherfuckers say read something. But no, it say pedophile are rebranding themselves as MAPS, minors attracted to persons, in an effort to gain acceptance and be included into the LGBT community, according to several reports from the LGBT news sites. According to the Urban Dictionary, the blanket term MAP includes infant pedophile. I don't know, some weird shit. Like, these niggas wildin' and shit. Like, no, y'all not part of them weird motherfuckers. Y'all just sick individuals that need to get y'all ass beat. But they went even as far as making, like, a pride gay flag. Like, they done added their own color into that shit. Changed the whole flag up, but somebody need to sit these pedophiles down and sign them on fire. I keep seeing silly memes talking about Dwayne Wade's son because he want to be a whole girl now. And they talking about if a 12-year-old know what he want to do or want to be talking about a sex change and free R. Kelly. I'm like, nah, them two different things right there, playboy. Leave R. Kelly sick ass in that bitch. I keep rubbing my eye on this coronavirus going around and shit. They gonna get me. That's how they get you. And that's why they tell you anyways, don't touch your eye. So, just like a regular cold, take the measures and stuff. But, what was I talking about again? The pedophiles, sit them down, kill them. I see Harvey Weinstein was like found guilty but acquitted of like three of the major charges. I guess that might be some type of justice, but is he gonna do any jail time? Probably not, you little sick bastard. Look, I seen some shit talking about what'd it say? It said, a woman murdered hours after exposing an extorting man in a closet on Facebook Live. Like, the bitch went live on Facebook and got to exposing this nigga, talking about this nigga a dick and booty ass motherfucker and shit. Like, this nigga take dick, he gay. Like, putting the man whole business out there. Like, not even her nigga. Side nigga. Or no type of nigga to her. Just a friend. But she got shot in the car. Crashed that motherfucker. Car fucked up. And the other cars fucked up. But, I seen the video, the live video, the woman, she on there talking shit, going crazy. Telling this man business, talking about how she walked in on him and stuff like that. But then it's so fucked up and stuff, because I guess she let the nigga eat her out years ago. Not even fuck, but eat her out. Not even doing it on a regular basis either. It just happened once. Like, years ago, in the past. Not even the presence, like, in the past. She, guess she walked in on her, or him, and dude, and just got to doing the most and shit, trying to get a bag up out the dude, for him and her to shut up, or not say nothing, or for her even, or him even doing it, and she let him eat her, or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, bitch, you all the way in the wrong for even doing some shit like that. First of all, that's not even your business. And second of all, that's not even a place to put a nobody business out there. And third of all, it's like, that you wildin' for that one. Then it happened years ago. Like, y'all ain't even fucking that shit. Then it's just like, you do stupid shit like that, you know what I mean? Lives you ruin and stuff. Like, I can see why people want somebody would want to kill you, because it's like, you don't know what that man, well, you do know what that man probably got going on, but you don't know how that affect his life if he wasn't ready to come out, have a wife and kids, that might fuck his whole life up right there, and then job, depending, just don't know, he can't be doing no stupid shit like that, but I feel like she was in the wrong. Y'all let me know how y'all feel, was she in the wrong or not, let me know, hit me up, Twitter. Leave a comment, Instagram, whatever the case may be. Speaking of Instagram, I got new videos out on Instagram and YouTube. Click the link in the bio, videos will be on there. Click like and share. Need all that. Because your boy need the papers. But I don't know who need to hear this, but stop self-sabotaging. You belong at the table, so stop pulling your seat away. With that being said, I ain't talking about too much, nothing. I'm gonna let y'all have y'all morning, night, day, whatever the case may be. Y'all stay up like a lay, y'all smile, make a difference. Tell everybody y'all heard Dame Romaine. Because King Dame's still here too, but y'all know. Hey, baby, we out.